This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? But before we get to this lovely game, we have another special birthday shout out from people that I feel like you wish you worked with. Danny, play it.
We want to wish a very happy 50th birthday to Steve Miggs.
Happy birthday, Miggsy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Steve. 5-0. Can you hear us?
Ready? Happy birthday! Happy birthday
to you!
Hello!
You!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Steve.
I can't believe you got Kent and Alan back together.
That was almost a little terrifying.
Were they stuck in like a tunnel?
Yeah,
like,
they were.
And Miles was screaming. I'm like, is he okay?
I've never felt more attacked in my birthday wish.
I was just really excited about you turning 50.
Thank you, guys. The men's room. I love those dudes.
Let's get to our contestant all the from North Carolina. Steve is on the phone. Steve, are you with us?
Happy birthday, Miggs.
And Steve.
Wait a second. Steve from North Carolina.
That's Steve, the one who always says he can beat you.
Oh, well, this is going to be very exciting.
So we're putting it to the test. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Hold on.
What's that?
Yes.
Are you really 50?
Yes.
God almighty. I looked at you online the other day. You look older.
That's the first person who's ever told him that, Steve. So I'm glad you did that.
Leave it to Steve to make me feel good this morning.
All right. For those playing at home, Steve from North Carolina has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
What does MPH mean on a speedometer?
Miles per hour.
Correct. The Mona Lisa currently hangs in what museum?
The Louvre.
Yes. What actress recently confirmed there will be a Princess Diaries 3?
I don't know. Renee Zellweger. I don't know.
No.
Pass.
Which of the Beatles is barefoot on the Abbey Road album cover?
It's got to be. I'm going to say it's John Lennon.
It's not.
I'll say it's George Harrison.
No.
Paul McCartney.
There we go. What is the smallest unit of measurement in a computer?
A byte.
Yes. In the song 12 Days of Christmas, what did my true love give to me on the fourth day?
A partridge in a pear tree.
No.
The milking maids. I don't know.
No. Opal is the birthstone for what month?
June.
No.
I thought if I said it with the level of confidence you'd give
you did.
It to me.
You did.
July.
No.
All right.
Wow. Steve from North Carolina, you talk a big game, but you got four correct.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's rigged. I think you rigged it.
Well, and also, what month are we in right now, dude? You should have just guessed the month.
I don't know. I don't even know what month we're in right now. I don't.
Clearly.
I'm
you
fired
stormed
up.
In here.
Because I'm fired up. First of all, he age-shamed me. So I'm already ready to knock this guy off of his
pedestal. Well, and he looked-shamed you.
Yes, he did that as well. And also, for the longest time, our friend Steve in North Carolina has constantly said that he can crush me at Beat Meg. So I'm really fired up for this.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Here we go.
So are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What does MPH mean on a speedometer?
Neil Patrick Harris. That's what you said. Oh, miles per hour.
Correct. The Mona Lisa currently hangs in what museum?
The Louvre.
Correct. What actress recently confirmed there will be a Princess Diaries 3?
Hathaway. Anne Hathaway.
Yes. Which of the Beatles is barefoot on the Abbey Road album cover?
Ringo Starr.
No.
John Lennon.
No.
Paul McCartney.
Correct. What is the smallest unit of measurement in a computer?
A byte.
Correct. In the song 12 Days of Christmas, what did my true love give to me on the fourth day? Are you singing the whole song in your head?
French hens?
No.
Calling birds?
Correct. Ooh. Opal is the birthstone for what month?
What month are we in? October.
There we go. What is the term for a shooting star that enters Earth's atmosphere?
A meteorite.
Correct.
A meteor.
Yes. The New York Mets colors are blue and what?
Orange.
Yes. The classic movie Halloween Town came out in what late 90s year?
99.
No.
98.
Yes. And with that, Steve Miggs, you, my friend, get a perfect 10, which is a big win, 10-4.
Oh, yes. 10-4, good buddy, Steve in North Carolina.
Listen, I did not get any of those questions. She gave me harder questions.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that.
Wow. Also, North Carolina, Steve, have you not seen The Princess Diaries? Because it's great. You should watch it.
I have. And Anne Hathaway was on the tip of my tongue. I just couldn't come up with it. I just couldn't come up with it.
This is embarrassing.
I'm at a deficit here. I feel the pressure here. It's his birthday. He's 50. He's, testosterone is coursing through his veins. I just heard the ad for the testosterone place.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
I just ripped my shirt off, Steve. I'm very fired up.
I'm very flattered by that, but you still won.
He sure did. Play that song. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. Kiss my ass, Steve. And they
say, yeah. Good work. Happy birthday.
Oh, that was better than the cake that I got this morning. On a sugar high.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo coming up this Sunday, October 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent with Godsmack and Hailstorm on the bill. And those tickets are on sale now. However, if you would like a shot at winning those tickets, listen today through Thursday and you might just hear a text word to text in and hopefully you'll be a big victor. 206-803-ROCK is the number to text when you hear that code word. And we will be giving you one after Beat Migs at 7:50 this morning. Get details at KISW.com. Now, from time to time, we have simple questions to ask you, and we have one right now. 206-803-ROCK. We have a brand new song from an iconic band, and we have a very simple question based on this song. So give us a call. 206-803-ROCK. We will chat with you after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
Before we get to our simple question this morning, Steve Miggs, we have a simple birthday message from your friend, Rich.
Pods is here, your famous driver. The funny thing I met about Steve is I took him over to the Donkeys hockey tournament.
Oh, man.
And he's looking at me, he goes, I can't play, I'm seeing three pucks. Now, there might have been some substances involved with that, but he's playing goalie with three pucks on the ice. I can't tell you the other stories. Love you, Steve.
Thanks. There was only one puck on the ice, and I appreciate that he just left it at that. I can remember that afterwards, but at the time, I don't remember anything. Thanks, Rich, and love you.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Yeah.
Now, we have a brand new song from an iconic band, and we have a very simple question based on this song. So if you want to weigh in, you can call us now, 206-803-ROCK. Motley Crue released their new song, Cancelled, which is the title track from their new EP, also Cancelled.
Cancelled.
And it talks about cancel culture. We have a little audio from it.
Yeah.
edgy.
He got aggressive.
He cursed.
So because of this, we have a simple question to ask our rockaholics.
The simple question, which is better, the intro to this or the song itself?
The simple question, we're going to start with Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, do you like the new Motley Crue song, Canceled?
It doesn't sound that bad to me. It sounds right up, you know, Motley Crue alley. And sometimes you got to listen to a song a couple of times to decide whether you like it or hate it, but it sounds all right to me, and you can understand. You can Vince Neil sounds okay. I know it's in a studio, but
I feel the same way.
Is he going to be able to reproduce this live? I don't know. Maybe I don't care.
Jeff,
sounds all right.
I have kind of a similar mindset. I'm like, you know, this sounds the most Motley Crue has sounded like Motley Crue in forever. Which I was like, I don't know if I'm necessarily going to go crazy about the song, but I was like, this is better than some of the stuff they put out in years.
Absolutely. Same question to you, Justin in Ferndale. Do you like the new Motley Crue song, Canceled?
Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed the the non-vocal portions of it.
I love you, Justin.
Adam from Shelton.
They do sound good as a band.
They do.
Yes.
How do you feel about the new Motley Crue song, Canceled?
I mean, it seems like they've still got a little bit of life left in them. No depends required yet, and you know, still rocking.
Yeah.
Look at some of the texts. So it's like, Motley Crue's getting worse and worse. Can they just stop? It's so terrible.
Oh,
someone
no.
said, time for Motley Crue to cancel themselves.
Oh, yeah. All right. The texters have spoken, too.
Yeah. I didn't hate it, but I think it's because we just heard the Fight for Your Right cover that they did, and I feel like they kind of, like, that's the palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Anything after that is a step above.
They just smoothed it over with canceled.
And also, I'm like, these idiots don't know how to spell canceled. I didn't realize that people spell canceled two different ways here.
Oh, yeah. One L or two L's.
I was today years old. I was like, I thought canceled just with one L because they spell it with two L's. And then it turns out that some adopt the British way of spelling it, and others just go with the way that the English way of spelling it, and either way is fine.
Tomato, tomato.
Hmm. I don't like that.
I'm already bad at spelling to begin with.
Well, this gives you a chance to be right, even if you're wrong.
Is restaurant spelled a million different ways, too?
Nope.
Oh, man.
If Motley Crue wrote a song about it, yes.
Okay.
Yesterday, the Seahawks lost a tough one, and we will recap the game with one of the greatest Seahawks players of all time, Hall of Famer Walter Jones.
Big Walt.
Big Walt will join us at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, Steve Miggs, before we get to this call from our friend Big Walt to talk about the Seahawks, we actually have a birthday message from Big Walt that we had recorded last week before you had left town. So let's hear what Big Walt had to say on your birthday.
Miggs, happy birthday, man. Thanks for always helping us with our 96 Check initiative and always being a good chat. But don't get it twisted, though. I will dump you on your head if you get in the wrestling ring together. Happy birthday, brother.
That's why we're going to be tag team partners, Big Walt. I am definitely not going to try and fight you.
We've got Big Walt on the phone. You can give him a follow at BigWalt71, host of the fifth quarter on King 5 with Paul Sylvie. Good morning, Big Walt.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Big Walt, oh, first of all, shout out to our mutual friend Jose. In order to get Big Walt on this morning, he said, look, Walt will do it, but you have to play some Leonard Skinner, Freebird. Does Jose drive you crazy with this damn song, too?
Yes, he does.
And, well, real quick, since you mentioned wrestling and all that, last year at Bumbershoot, we did like a cosplay wrestling event, and I dressed up. It was Matt Hasselbeck versus Russell Wilson, so they had me be Matt Hasselbeck because I have no hair. And I was like, man, I really dropped the ball. I should have had Big Walt carry me out on his shoulders, and then you could come in the ring and just like tackle Russell Wilson, and I get the win real quick.
Oh, that'd be pretty awesome. You should have called me, man. Come on, that sounds so much fun.
Next time.
Big Walt, it was a frustrating game to watch yesterday. The Seahawks lost to the Giants 29-20. And, man, it really came all the way down to the wire. And what are kind of your big key takeaways with what went wrong yesterday?
I think it just, you know, sometimes you have those games, you know, where things just doesn't click or things are, like you said, you saw what the offense was doing in Detroit, and he thought that was going to be a carry on to the next game, and that didn't happen. And that's part of the season. It was a long season, but still, again, with all the stuff that went down yesterday, still we had a chance to win the game. Yep. So I think from a team perspective, you got to take that positive. You know, you don't want to get a field goal block, but still, again, you had an opportunity to put that game into overtime, and anything can happen once you get to overtime. But then, still, again, you have to take your hat off to the Giants. Their backs were against the wall, and they came in here and played a very physical game.
And it just felt like, yeah, we just couldn't really find any momentum. I mean, usually when you watch a Hawks game, you're like, defense didn't do that great, but the offense stepped up, or vice versa. And this one, it was like the offense struggled, the defense struggled, and the specialty team struggled. That was rare to see a Seahawks team play like that.
Oh, definitely. And still, again, you have to look at it as this is a new coaching staff, and now you want to see what this team. You know, you didn't. I don't think anybody went into the season thinking that okay, this team's going to be 3-0, and we're in these games now. But now I think for the coaches, you still get an opportunity to figure out what type of team you're going to have, how this team's going to bounce back. You know, we done lost two games, and you still got a big game this Thursday. So again, you're learning everybody. You're learning the new coach. You're learning everybody saying what's going to happen once you lost. So you just, I tell fans, just stay patient, man. It's going to be a long season. We'll have our ups and downs, but I think you just have to continue to keep saying that this team's going to turn around. You kind of saw it in the first three games, and that's what you got to hang your hat on.
You mentioned Thursday's game, and this might be a dumb question, but I saw a couple of players that they all talked about. There's some of the younger players, like, we just can't wait to just get back out on the field and play again. But I got to imagine physically it's got to be hard to go from Sunday and then play a game on Thursday. But would you be of the same mindset if you had a tough loss? Would you be like, yo, man, we just got to get back out on the field and just wash the taste out of our mouth?
I think so. You know, this game is coming fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, most of the time, especially with these veteran guys, some of these guys are not feeling good until probably Friday or Saturday going into a Sunday game. And so now you got these guys got to get ready. You know, talking to the guys last night, hearing the guys talk last night, you got to think about it. You got to watch for them. And now you got to get ready. You know, you're not going to be able to do that much of have any kind of practice. You know, it's all about what you know and what you're going to learn, you know, going into a Thursday night game. And, you know, you think that, you know, that's a lot of injuries that didn't happen on this team already. So now you're just saying, like, get this last win, and now we get this kind of like a mini bye where you don't have to work on the weekend.
We're talking to Seahawks legend Big Walt, Walter Jones. And we got to talk real quickly. Before the game even started, though, a very special person got to raise that 12th man flag, and that person was you. What is it like getting that phone call like, hey, you're free on this day, let's do it again?
I think it's pretty awesome. I think anytime you get offered to do that, to raise the flag, I think it's pretty awesome. And for me personally, I love to be around the fans. I love to be at the game. So anytime you get a chance, especially to get a chance to hang out with the people up in the 300 level, I think if you've ever been up there, I think you get the true experience. That's no shot at the people that's in the lower bowl. But still, again, you know, you get up there and that's a crazy atmosphere. Guys are having fun. So anytime you get a chance to do that. And then, like I said, I tell people all the time that I played my entire career here in Seattle. I call Seattle home. So anytime you get a chance to celebrate with the fans, to kind of get the crowd hyped and get ready for the game, is a pretty awesome experience.
Yeah, 300 level, that's where the fans that get drunker and louder go.
Exactly.
That had to have been such an adrenaline rush. I know, like, you're on the field, but you're so focused on playing the game that you really, I mean, yeah, you hear the crowd going crazy, but here you are, all eyes are on you, raising the 12th man flag, and you don't have to worry about taking any hits, hitting anybody. You're just there, and everyone's celebrating you as a person. Everyone loves you. I mean, you're the most beloved Seahawk player of all time. That had to feel great to just feel that love from the entire Lumen Field.
It's a great feeling. I think for me personally, I think the video definitely puts you in a crazy emotional state, because, you know, you're not a guy that's, you know, you always try to stay humble, but every once in a while, you know, you get a chance to see that all the accomplishment, all the accolades that you have. And so now you get a chance to witness that. You know, my son was there, got a chance to be with me throughout the whole day to witness that. And still, again, my son been around for a while now. And still to itself, you know, he goes to that and be a part of that, and he feel like, man, this is pretty amazing. So anytime you get a chance to do that, to be recognized on all the great stuff that you've done for this team and for this city, you know, you just have to take it in and totally be appreciative of all the things that you have received here since you've been in Seattle.
And, well, we were hoping you could stick with us, because I did have a question about one of the players that was making body language kind of is very telling, and I want to get your feedback on it just based on what I saw during the game. And we have a few more questions about the Seahawks game as well.
Awesome, man. No problem.
All right, we'll have more with Big Walt regarding the game after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Migs Show.
Now, Steve Migs, before we get back with Big Walt and talk more Seahawks, we do have a quick birthday message.
Another one?
From a drummer that you met outside the Metallica show.
Hey there, Mike Borden here. I wanted to wish Mr. Steve Migs a very happy 50th birthday. You're halfway there, man. Don't give up now. And many happy returns. Happy birthday, Steve. 99.9 KISW in the morning.
Oh, man. What are you guys doing to me? And what am I halfway to? Death? Like, thanks a lot, Mike. That's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday, Steven.
Shout out to Tavis. I'm sure he made that happen.
Tavis is the man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Walter Jones, also the man. Wow. And he's on with us talking about the Seahawks game yesterday. It was a frustrating game to watch. But, you know, there's always Thursday night.
But, Walt, I had a question for you. And I'm not getting too worked up. I know, like, you know, some people are giving a hard time to DK. I mean, it does suck that two of his fumbles, I feel like, were pivotal moments in these last two games. But it happens. It was the body language and the vibe that he seemed to have on the sidelines where I'm like, it got me thinking. I was glad that we were going to have you on, because he just looked very pouty. He was closing his eyes. He didn't look happy. I don't know if he was mad at teammates or just mad at himself. But when you see a teammate like that, do you, like, how do you handle that? Do you want to go over to them and be like, hey, man, like, we still got some time? Or do you just kind of let them be in their feelings? Or is it, I got to imagine it's case by case.
I think it's case by case. And I think you got to think about that, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, the last two games, you had two crucial fumbles. And a lot of that body language is what you expect yourself to be when you're on the field. You don't want to let the team down, you know. Like, he understands how important he is to this team and what he can do for this team. So anytime you put the ball on the ground, that's something that you don't want to do. I think any receiver, any quarterback, any running back, that's the one thing you don't want to do, is put the ball on the ground. And that, you know, these last two games, and you knowing that, you know, the next game where, you know, now he's going to catch everything and make all the tough catches. So you just have to say, you know, hey, we're going to come continue. You know, you need people like Tyler Lockett, the quarterback, to go up to him and let him know, hey, we're still counting on you. We still need you for this game, the next game, and the rest of the season. So I think from the body language thing, I think it's all about just, you know, a person that's hard on themselves. You know, that's now you have to forget about this and now and get ready for a tough, tough game on Thursday. So I think for him, I think it's all about him going out there and, you know, stick back to the basics and play football and have fun.
When you were playing, was there a teammate that was like the guy that would always make it a point to like find, like, you know, he was like the guy to find someone and bring their energy level back up, like the ultimate motivational speaker, the guy that you like would keep an eye on all the players to see how their mood is and try and bring up their spirits?
Oh, definitely. You know, I can think about Robbie Toback. You know, being a center, understanding. You know, Robbie, I have played a lot of football before he even came to Seattle. You know, been in Super Bowl, so he understands how it works, how the sideline's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Guys, they're not playing. How they're rooting those guys on. You're still part of this team. You're still part helping these guys out. We're watching the game, seeing things that maybe sometimes we don't see. So now you have those types of guys that see what's going on. But like you said earlier, sometimes you need to let guys figure things out on their own sometimes. But still, and again, still continually to show support and let these guys know that, hey, we're definitely going to need you. If it's not in this game, the next game, somewhere during the season, that you're going to make that play that's going to help this team win.
We're talking to Walter Jones, Seahawks legend, as our team dusts off the knees and gets ready for this game on Thursday night against the 49ers. Considering the season they're having and the start to the season that we're having, what do you think is like maybe the top two keys to success in winning on Thursday?
I think it's all going to be about the quarterback play. You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with a lot of injuries. Both teams are dealing with injuries now. And I think everybody want to get past this game and try to get some guys back on the field. So I think it's going to be a lot dependent on how these quarterbacks play. I always look at both quarterbacks. Both of these quarterbacks are playing good. They know what they mean to both teams. So I think it's going to be a lot more on what the quarterbacks do and definitely what Gina going to do. You know, it wasn't a great out in the last game. So you're knowing that he's going to come in this game very focused and definitely going to put the ball where it needs to be and, you know, and have some confidence when you're doing it. So now you can keep the fans in the game throughout the whole game.
And I saw Gino after the game and a couple of other players also brought up, they said, yeah, that we need to start with more juice. We need to bring more energy. I mean, we watched as like guys on the couch. I'm like, how do you not have energy? You guys, this is your job. This is your sport. Like you should just have energy. But do you notice, is it because of the team that they're playing that maybe you don't have that same level of intensity at the beginning? Is it a coaching issue? Like, how do you feel when players say like, hey, we need to come out with more energy when it's like, well, shouldn't you, like, I would think that you should just always have that energy.
You know what? Sometimes it's just the way the game flows. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, you have a great practice and then all of a sudden you come out and everything is just flat. And sometimes you got to change some things up. You got to change the cadence up. Sometimes you go, no, hold on. I think a lot of times when you're seeing Geno playing at his best is when we was doing this like this slow, fast, no huddle where now you're not giving defense a chance to set up and now you're moving the ball. And sometimes that could help a team out a lot too. Once you go, you know, where now you're not sitting there trying to figure out what's going on. Now you're not thinking so much. Now you're just playing football. And a lot of time when you do that for a team, you can get the guys going. So I get the whole thing. It's just, you never, you know, like the moves or any given Sunday, you never know how these games are going to turn out. And like I said earlier, you know, even though the way the game turned out, how the game was going, we still had an opportunity to have an opportunity to play into overtime and still have an opportunity to win. So you have to take that as a positive and saying, okay, even though we played bad, we didn't look good, we never was on track or never had one of those drives where everybody was saying, okay, this is the team we know. We still had an opportunity to still win there in the end. So you have to take that off and hopefully that, you know, they can come out with more energy. You know, this is one of these, I don't know if it's a rivalry yet, but it's one of these teams that you want to see Seattle beat. So I think it should be fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
Big Walt, we at one point had a donut named after us. So I just have one really silly question. And it is, what is Big Malt? What is Big Malt?
Big Malt, that's my new beer from Savage, a brewery that I decided to work with them and do. And I'm pretty awesome, man. It's a pretty pretty good beer, man. So if you get an opportunity to be in one of these bars, it's all over the city right now. So I think it's in the stadium. So if you get a chance to try it out, just try it out and make sure that you give me a shout out. So let me know what you think of it. So I think it's going to be a pretty good beer, and I think people are going to love it.
It's Big Malt Jones.
Big Malt Jones Lager 71 Savage.
That is amazing.
Well, cheers to that. You can give Big Walt a follow at BigWalt71 on social media, host of the Fifth Quarter on King 5 with Paul Sylvie. And thanks so much for joining us this morning, Walter Jones. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care.
Rockaholics, I hope you were listening to the men's room on Friday at 5:40 because we gave out a cheat sheet that applies to this morning's Beat Migs coming up at 7:50. Steve, you got a really impressive record right now of 278 wins, 81 losses, and 50 ties in 2024.
10 for 10 at 6:50, baby.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.